Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
A tree of life. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retains her. Proverbs 3:18. The tree of life in the Garden of Eden was a literal tree, whose marvelous fruit apparently had the medicinal ability to retard the aging process indefinitely, even for men and women under God's curse. This amazing tree will be planted again along the streets and rivers of the New Jerusalem. The writer of Proverbs used this tree and its health-giving qualities as a symbol of four attributes of a God-centered spiritual life that can bring blessing to all those touched by it. First of all, true wisdom is like a tree of life, imparting true happiness to all those partaking of it, then guarding it. Next, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise. A life exhibiting genuine righteousness, like one manifesting genuine wisdom, yields wholesome spiritual fruit to those in real contact with it. The third figure is given in Proverbs 13:12. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. Nothing is more rejuvenating to the spirit than for a dream suddenly to come true after long-continued hope has almost gone. An abiding, confident, always continuing life of hope is a tree of life. Finally, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Wholesome here means healing. One can become a veritable tree of life by using the God-given privilege of speech, not to complain or criticize, not in vulgarity or foolishness, but to help, encourage, instruct, and comfort. May God help each of us to be a spiritual tree of life by attaining and demonstrating true wisdom, by living in genuine righteousness, by always maintaining an attitude of confident hope, and by speaking only words of edification that minister grace unto the hearers.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.